Okay. All right, what we're going to do is jump to public comment right now, public forum, item 24, before we break for lunch. So if there's any, let's see, speaker cards? Do we have any?
Maybe we're not going to leave.
No.
Let me get.
You know, given the current circumstances, you ought to at least give them till noon.
All right, if any member of the public wishes to address this on any matter not on the agenda, please. Okay. Here they are. They finally got to me. All right. Okay, this was item 17. Okay. Stephen Page?
Yes, I was actually going to ask questions to the prosecution team. And they're not here, is that, I take it?
On the Greca matter? When you say the prosecution team?
Well, the prosecution team that was involved in coming up with the agreements for the Las Osas Prohibition Zone.
I guess
Mr. Briggs would probably have knowledge of most of the actions. Could I address him?
3 minutes.
Sure. You can say whatever you want in 3 minutes, but we have...
Most of it is questions.
And you're going to record that?
I'm just going to record the questions, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. You have 3 minutes.
My first question to Mr. Briggs. I'm Steve Page. I'm a homeowner in the Prohibition Zone. Has the prosecution team ever done a regulatory taking study on the septic tank component decommissioning in the Prohibition Zone?
On the septic tank?
Decommissioning.
Decommissioning.
Have you ever done a regulatory taking study?
No.
Did the Regional Water Quality Control Board prosecution team require that when the wastewater system in Las Osas is complete, homeowners will have to destroy...
Can I just interrupt for 1 second? It's okay if you ask your questions and have your 3 minutes of the public forum, but Roger, Mr. Briggs is under no obligation to respond today, but you can make your questions. They can be recorded and written down, and then he can respond as appropriate, not necessarily today. So I just wanted to, because some of you...
Oh, they're all just yes or no questions. They're really
okay.
Simple questions.
Well, anyway, he's not obligated to respond, so...
Okay, if that's your position, that's fine. Did the regional water quality control team require that when the wastewater system in Las Osas is complete, homeowners will have to destroy and decommission their septic tanks?
I don't think we have ordered that. I think that would be a county ordinance.
Does a normally functioning septic tank by itself discharge waste into the environment as a separate component?
Yes.
No, as a separate component, not considering the leach fields, just as a separate component.
If it leaks, yes.
Pardon?
If it leaks, yes.
If it leaks. If the septic tank component has zero discharge...
Let me back up. You mean one that's been disconnected?
Pardon?
Do you mean one that's been disconnected?
No, I mean one that just as a component, as a component, normally it's designed not to leak.
Right.
That's correct. If the septic tank has zero discharge and is a separate component, doesn't it meet the Basin 8313 zero discharge order as a component? Just like a toilet doesn't leak, like a sink doesn't leak.
My previous answer was if they leak, then they're discharging waste.
Right. Has your staff ever reviewed septic tank standalone component maybe off limits to enforcement and that requiring decommissioning may be a regulatory taking?
I'm just going to suggest that Mr. Briggs not answer those. The regulatory, whether something is a taking, is a very complex legal argument, and it's really not appropriate for Mr. Briggs to answer that kind of question.
Okay. Let me rephrase the question, because this is actually going to come up at the Coastal Commission hearing. Were you aware that the Coastal Commission cannot approve a project that assumes a regulatory taking and that decommissioning of septic tanks may be a regulatory taking? Were you aware that the Coastal Act actually has a set,
I think that's a an issue of the Coastal Commission. You know what their rules are, not the Water Board's rules.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you for your questions. Okay. Patrick Sparks. Okay. Lindy Owen. And Keith Weiner. Elaine.
Weimer.
Elaine Watson.
Good afternoon. Lindy Owen from Los Osos in the Prohibition Zone. I come to speak to you today about waivers and why do you issue waivers on polluters. The reason you issue waivers for pollution is because it's too expensive to repair the pollution problem, and so they get extensions to continue. I'm referencing San Diego. They will continue putting out 50 billion gallons of partly treated sewage deep into the Pacific Ocean each year. Today you granted waivers to Goleta and to Santa Barbara to do the same. Not that much. They're smaller communities, obviously. What I'm getting to is in Los Osos, we are 1 milligram over drinking standard of nitrate pollution in our Prohibition Zone area. When you take the entire Prohibition Zone, it has remained stable for the last 15 years. There's been no increase in nitrates. What has happened is we are now in severe saltwater intrusion crisis. We have chlorides moving into our highest production well. In other words, the target from 1983, when 8312, which mandated septic management, 8313, resolution 8313, said we were no longer able to discharge. The reasons for those resolutions have changed, and we are in danger of losing our basin. The recent ISJ studies that came out of the purveyors and the county looking at how fast the seawater intrusion is moving are alarming. And I come before you to ask you to consider that the wastewater project that is proposed to address nitrate pollution will cause severe damage to our saltwater intrusion issue because it will not be addressing that problem, which is much more severe. We may not have a basin for people to flush in the near future if we cannot work something out. The disposal issue is taking 1 million gallons a day outside of town, treating it, and having no financial method to return it and put it back where it belongs means a number of things. We're going to lose wetlands. We're going to basically lose all the landscaping that's dependent on leach field disposal at this point. These are established native trees and planted trees and all other types of landscaping. Forcing us to put in a wastewater treatment facility that to address nitrates when nitrates are minimal compared to chlorides is what I'm asking you to consider. Would you look at giving us a waiver so that we could slow the process down and retain two-thirds of our community that are above 5 feet and over, above, put a septic management program in, and allow us to solely do a phase project to collect the low-lying areas right now and get that outside of town, get a treatment train started. Then we have a place to put our septic pumpings also. That would solve a lot of problems, and it would give us a beginning to address the chloride pollution and something that I think we're going to you will be seeing more of in the future.
Thank you for your comments.
I wanted to put something up on the overhead.
Go ahead.
We can have the next person come up.
Yeah. Elaine Watson, and then Mrs. Taylor. And then Mrs. Taylor is the last speaker.
Just a quick correction on something that was stated previously. The Santa Barbara permit was not a waiver permit that the board adopted this morning. And on the Goleta permit, the Goleta Sanitary District is proceeding with their project for full secondary treatment, so they've abandoned their continued quest for a waiver, and they've actually passed up Los Osos in a very short period of time in terms of their progress on their project.
Okay.
Thank you, Honorable Board. My name is Keith Weimer. I'm from the Los Osos Sustainability Group. The Los Osos Sustainability Group is requesting that your board take specific and immediate actions to stop the degradation of the groundwater supply in the Los Osos Basin from seawater intrusion. The community of Los Osos relies on the basin as its sole source of water. We are concerned that degradation of the basin due to controllable contamination poses an immediate threat to this resource. Moreover, failure to stop seawater intrusion could render the Los Osos wastewater project unable to achieve its primary purpose, the improvement of water quality to establish a sustainable basin. As you know, the county and water purveyors are developing a basin management plan as part of an adjudicated process. The county says this will balance the basin and stop seawater intrusion. The county and water purveyors recently released an update of the planning process. I provided you two hard copies. I didn't provide any more than that. And these reports are alarming, and we think they will be for you as well. These are the reasons. Seawater intrusion has accelerated, moving at least as far in the past 4 years as in the previous 20. So the first two green lines there, kind of the curved lines, that's the first 20 years, and the one that has the elongated portion is the last 4 years. Contamination of the groundwater from seawater intrusion is nearing levels that can cause the shutdown of wells, and we believe it may already be doing that. The purveyor basin planning process has fallen a year behind in 6 months and cannot provide the comprehensive and immediate response needed to address this crisis. The county continues to avoid its responsibility to manage the basin, and the Los Osos Wastewater Project, now in its final stages of review before the Coastal Commission, will not be able to achieve its intended purpose if seawater intrusion destroys the basin. We recommend the seriousness of the problem requires that your board declare seawater intrusion a high priority problem, set water quality objectives immediately, create a water quality control plan, and help coordinate the development and implementation of a basin-wide management plan for the basin. We recommend some other specific actions. To review the current seawater intrusion assessment and to do an independent analysis of that. We also recommend that you coordinate resource protection agencies and other stakeholders in the development and implementation of a watershed management action plan as you did for Salinas. We also request that you support coastal development permit conditions for the Los Osos Wastewater Project that the Los Osos Sustainability Group submitted, which maximize conservation, beneficial reuse, and habitat protection measures integrated into a basin-wide plan.
Thank you for your comments.
Just a last closing remark that relates to.
Go ahead.
And we'd like you to, of course, to agendize anything as needed. I just wanted to point out that it came up earlier that, Monterey had not done all it can to elicit participation. I want to point out that the Los Osos Sustainability Group did contact the Monterey Bay Watershed Institute, and they did a study. It was a graduate program that did a review of the basin. They decided that it could be sustainable if there's immediate and integrated action. And we're also recommending in our proposals that an NGO does assist the county in managing the basin. And we even had the director of that program that I just mentioned volunteered to be on attack for a basin management program. So we are, attempting to create the forum by which, community involvement would happen and all the stakeholders would be brought to the table and effective solutions could be developed. Thank you.
Did I hear you correctly that you feel that or the county's project is designed to balance both the basin and to deal with the discharge of septic waste? It's designed.
What we're requesting of the Coastal Commission.
No. Well, what the county's project is designed to do, the wastewater plant.
It needs to maximize what it can do
in order
within the prohibition zone. Yes.
To balance the.
To balance the basin.
Okay.
And we've recommended specific conditions that relate specifically to the project, but the other condition we're requesting is that the county develop the basin management plan, because you know the prohibition zone is only, you know, uses 2/3 of the water. It doesn't use, so in order to stop seawater intrusion effectively, you need, you know, as everyone knows, a watershed plan. You need a basin management plan. So we're requesting that that is a condition of the project. And actually, for the previous project, there was something similar required by the Coastal Commission. We are just requesting that it have a little bit more teeth and more specificity, such that there's some specific benchmarks that will be achieved, you know, and within a certain time frames.
Okay, thank you. I'll read your letter later when I have more time to peruse it.
And we do have quite a few things that we'd like to share with you and send to you. One of the things is the link to the report that the Monterey Bay Institute did. So,
okay.
Thank you. Thank
I have a quick question.
Yes, Mr. Shalprock.
Yeah, and so what's causing this seawater intrusion? Is it overpumping of the
basin? You know, it's just the short answer is it's mismanagement of the basin.
It's mismanagement, but is it overpumping? I'm talking about physically what's causing
it. And again, I'll say it's complete mismanagement. One group wants to hand it off to the other.
Okay, and to answer your question, you're not going
to
answer it. Well, all I wanted to know is physically what's pulling it in.
Pumping over safe fields.
Thank you.
Can I add one comment,
yes.
Chair Young?
Yes.
As far as the county's ability to deal with seawater intrusion, it may change with this report. We've all been waiting for it. But I do know that the county has been very distinct in saying that their project that they're developing is to deal with wastewater treatment. It is not to address seawater as a priority. So I'm watching to see myself what the county presents in terms of achieving this balance. But in particular, Supervisor Gibson, who's the supervisor for that district, has stated repeatedly that the issue of seawater intrusion is a separate problem that the county will address at some point. Now, whether this ISJ report has the effect of triggering a different approach or a different response from the county is going to be an important outcome.
Okay. Thank you very much. Elaine Watson?
Elaine Watson, Los Osos. And yes, we do hope that this report triggers a different response because this is such a critical issue. As some of the Los Osos community have long suspected and is now undeniably confirmed, Los Osos is facing a much more serious, menacing threat than nitrates. Excuse me. And that is the seawater intrusion you've just been hearing about. Chloride contamination is not only progressing far faster than previously acknowledged, but is accelerating at a much faster pace, averaging about 700 feet a year in the last 5 years. Average means that it's progressing faster and further in some areas. Chlorides are already exceeding the 250 milligrams per liter maximum allowed per drinking water standards at main water supply wells in Midtown, one of which is already registering about 365 milligrams per liter. Water becomes unusable for any purpose at 500 milligrams. So we are already moving quickly in a direction of unsustainable and unusable water supply. Your agency and others have known about seawater intrusion since the 1980s, going on 30 years now, yet you've continued to focus on nitrates, which are averaging just slightly above drinking water standards, which will not be corrected by the wastewater project for at least 30 years, if ever. Now that seawater intrusion is the obvious water quality priority, we would ask you to pursue this contaminant with at least the same vigor and dedication that you've used to pursue nitrates. We are asking you to support the county, which of course must become the lead agency, to develop a very serious, comprehensive, integrated basin-wide management plan, a plan that fully addresses this one critical opportunity to try to stem seawater intrusion cannot be accomplished through the individual purveyors in the ISJ, but must be under the umbrella of an agency that has the power to effectively administer a program that eventually must also include private wells. This has to be a basin-wide endeavor. We are asking you to support the amended CDP conditions to the Coastal Commission that are summarized in the letter that Keith just gave you. We are asking you to support the specific actions mentioned and to add any other actions that you think would be appropriate that we have not included. You've done it through the Monterey County Watershed Action Plan, which shows a full range of actions available to you, You've shown it's possible. You're in the process of refining that, and it can be done. Because of historical dereliction of duty to address seawater intrusion and the already degraded state of our water, we aren't certain the basin can be saved at this point, or that the project can accomplish its intended purpose, since it does nothing to effectively address this issue. But we are sure that what we are asking you to do is the best, probably, in fact, the only shot at preserving our basin. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Mrs. Taylor?
Good afternoon. My name is Gwen Taylor. I'm a resident of Los Osos, the Prohibition Zone. I strongly hope that all of you, not just Mr. Young, but the rest of you, read the information that has been given to you by Mr. Weimer. The community is very concerned about saltwater intrusion. I have stood before you 2 years ago and brought the same subject up. I'm bringing it up again, only with a little more clarity, primarily because supposedly the ISJ, which is an interlocutory stipulated judgment, is supposed to be the answer. That report that you will see is not the answer. If you read it and look at it thoroughly and look at the engineer's report, who is not just Cleith and Associate, you will note that there are a number of questions that are in that report. The ISJ is not the answer. It is creating more wonderment, and it is creating a problem that we should have the whole community, not just the Prohibition Zone, addressing, because every resident in Los Osos and the area basin does draw water out of that basin. And we are running out of water. On January the 1st of this year, Carrillo Engineering made a report to the RAC, which is a county agency, that we are overdrafting our water basin. Don't take my word, look it up. One of the things that you will see in the report from the ISJ is the ISJ working group is currently studying the actions above and intend to prepare a public review draft of the BMP, Basin Management Plan, by the end of 2010. The BMP will include a financing strategy and timetable for implementation of adopted actions. Further in the report, you will note that they are contemplating imported water. Where this water is going to come from, only the good Lord knows. My point is, water is valuable. We must protect it. It is your responsibility to at least address the problems that have been brought up to you years ago. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Mrs. Taylor. When's the report going to be released?
Chair Young?
Yes.
Just one clerical point. We got two copies of this report. Can we request from staff that we have additional copies made and distributed today to board members? I do. I grabbed one and some. It was in this stack.
Okay.
There were two copies, and I think the first two of us took the report. So if we could have more copies made, I'll hand mine to Carol.
And which report is that?
This is the ISJ Los Osos Groundwater Basin Plan update dated May 4th, 2010. This is the report everybody's referring to.
Okay.
Perhaps Carol.
Yeah, I didn't make it down this far.
Copy for us.
Sorry.
All right. That concludes.
Well, I can address one aspect of the.
Go ahead.
This topic. We've heard that, as Dr. Hunter pointed out, that the county and Supervisor Gibson have focused on the fact that their project for wastewater needs to focus on wastewater. That was the original intent of the project. They certainly, and I think Mr. Weimer has said that the county at the same time wants to maximize the retention of water in the basin as far as not exacerbating the imbalance that's causing the seawater intrusion and hoping to improve that. The county, you may recall that the county has been before us and has mentioned that even though they were not parties to the ISJ, the interlocutory stipulated judgment, that they wanted to participate in it voluntarily because they recognized the importance of it as far as overall basin management goes. And we, in the last year, have talked with the county about the fact that the state board has adopted a new policy recently in the last year, or was adopted last year, I should say, for requiring basin-wide salt and nutrient management plans. So it's both for salts, which has been the issue that's been brought up today, and nutrients, which includes nitrates. And the county has agreed to include that in their basin-wide studies. And Harvey, I don't know if you have anything to add to that, but it does recognize the fact that we need to have a basin-wide approach for both salt and nutrients. Excuse me. Nothing to add, huh? Okay.
So what's the Water Board's role in this?
Well, we're supposed to be doing just what I said we're doing as far as making sure that those plans are going forward for the basins. The idea was to proceed with the priority basins initially, and Los Osos is one of those basins. It's I think a 5-year overall time frame in the policy, and for all the basins, but
right.
The priority
basins. 4 years left. So
right.
I also have a question.
Go ahead.
Do we have anything to say about a design of a plant that exports water out of the basin? If that is part of the overall design of the plan, that the county, in maximizing and protecting the groundwater basin, but they're going to implement a design for a wastewater project that exports 1 million gallons a day or whatever it is out of the basin. Is that something we have purview over?
Well, I don't know that that's necessarily the case with the Los Osos project, but as far as the basic general question, I don't know that we do have purview.
It was at one time. And I have to say I haven't kept up to date with the most recent changes, but that was a component. It was a major component. The facility is actually located outside the basin. So it means the processing and the discharge would be outside the basin. And I think someone said today there's no funding to restore that water back into the basin.
Well, my understanding is that the project includes continues to include discharge at the Broderson site.
Right.
And correct. Maximizing the amount of effluent that site can take.
Mm-hmm.
And
plus some reuse within the prohibition zone.
With reuse within the prohibition zone, that was actually part of the Coastal Commission changes that were prompted by the Coastal Commission.
Mm-hmm. Is that, Keith, can you help me understand? Will the Coastal Commission take up that issue at their next meeting? Are they going to look at export of water out of the basin?
Yes, the reason it went to a de novo hearing is because there were several concerns that the Coastal Commission expressed, and it had to do with their specific water management elements, one of them being conservation, another being the reuse of recycled water, and the last one being the protection or the mitigation for some of the wetlands, because there will be a reduction in the groundwater flows, and they were concerned about flows being cut off to some of the wetlands like Willow Creek. So that's really what they're taking up, specifically. There may be some other issue. But our proposals, Mr. Briggs, you misunderstood my proposal because our proposals would maximize the potential for those things to do that. And they would use specific implementation language. See, there's no implementation language in those proposals, and that gave the Coastal Commission a concern. So what we're suggesting is maximize your ability for the conservation and put in specific implementation language, put in specific implementation for your reuse element because there's none now, and emphasize those elements that will stop seawater intrusion, which is ag exchange and urban reuse. Mm-hmm. Right now, it doesn't specify that clearly. And then lastly, our proposal would create enough recycled water surplus to use to mitigate for reduced flows to the wetlands. And so we've presented that, and that's what our elements would discuss. And in order for it all to work, of course, it needs that basin-wide integrated plan to make sure that those elements are enforced appropriately, because some of those things will need to be enforced and implemented in areas that are not the prohibition zone. So in order to make it all work, we're saying it needs to be basin-wide.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're through with public forum. Why don't we break for lunch?
Okay.
We'll come back. We don't really have much this afternoon.
We're going to go back to 17.
Yeah, 17, which is staff. Do we have any speakers on that? Looks like we have one speaker. Well, someone who has a card but doesn't want to speak.
Right.
Okay. All right.
And is there anything for closed session?
Yes.
Okay. Can you do an answer?
You want to just take 40 minutes or so for lunch?
Sure. 40 minutes is fine.
And yeah. I want to announce that the board will meet in closed session to discuss Los Osos bankruptcy and
Morgan Hill,
the city of Morgan Hill, yes.
Okay.
Versus the water board.
All right. Thank you.